So yeah, I've been for the past 3 years have created this campaign to ensure that states exempt menstrual products from sales tax, which is otherwise known as the tampon tax. It's been a successful campaign over the past few years. When I started in the end of 2015 or at the beginning of the 2016 legislative session, 40 of the 50 states, this is a state issue, states are responsible for levying sales tax and deciding what items can and could be exempt.
Right.
40 of the 50 did not exempt menstrual products from sales tax because they did not fall under their category of necessity or a necessary item. So whereas those states would exempt, for example, food or prescription medications by deeming them a necessity, they were not doing the same for menstrual products. So, you know, the argument was, well, these are necessary products for the people who use them, and failing to consider them that way is really kind of the heart of what this broader argument for menstrual equity is all about. So it's been over two legislative sessions thus far. We're 2016 and 2017. We're now in the midst of the 2018 legislative session. But over the past two, 24 states actually introduced bills to exempt menstrual products from sales tax.
Oh, wow.
And four succeeded in getting it done.
So are you feeling optimistic? It seems like the timeliness of this also might be playing a part. There's kind of a moment in our country right now where women's issues are getting more attention than they used to, the pay gap and the Me Too movement. Do you think that this is part of that momentum?
Yeah, I actually, it's been really inspiring to think about it that way. Because just like Me Too and Time's Up, the story is very similar for how we've considered menstruation. It's been so marginalized and so excluded from our public discourse that, you know, just like the other questions or issues that are coming to the fore now, and we have people going, oh my gosh, I had no idea it was so bad. You know, the answer is, well, it has. You just haven't given space for our stories or listened to them. I mean, one of the more interesting aspects of this work too is that the tampon tax is just one of the legislative agendas that's been taken on. The other has been full out access to menstrual products, and major cities and states across the country, even at the federal level, have been taking this on and introducing and passing laws that would make it required for menstrual products to be provided for free in schools, in shelters, in correction facilities. And this is getting more and more traction and is really reaching the people who need it the most.
And that leads us to Amy Stevenson, who's here with us too. Amy, is you're one of the co-founders of Helping Women Period here in Lansing. It's been almost 2 years since we've had you on WKAR. Can you remind us what Helping Women Period does and what's been going on the past couple of years? How's your progress been?
Sure. We have been around the greater Lansing area for about 3.5 years, and the growth has been explosive in terms of the number of charity partners that we now have, which exceeds 90. Our first year we had 12. The growth in terms of our distribution of product, both geographically, we're in Ingham, Clinton, Shiawassee, and Eaton counties. We're in schools, food banks, shelters, and the numbers in which we're distributing has increased 60% in 2017. And so has the array of products. So we now, in addition to the products that most people would think of like pads or tampons, we now do more panty liners and bladder control pads as part as the array of products that any person might need.
Now those products, I remember from when you came before, the menstrual products are not covered under SNAP.
Correct. Under WIC or SNAP or food stamps, most of those support services do not cover that item. So that's a pretty substantial hit out of someone's budget.
Well, I've been speaking with Jennifer Weiss-Wolf, author and lawyer and advocate at the Brennan Center for Justice at New York University School of Law, and Amy Stevenson, co-director of Helping Women Period here in Lansing. Amy and Jennifer, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you so much. Can't wait to be out there.